picture a Boeing executive in 2018, staring at engineering reports about a faulty safety system. The numbers say delay the launch. The spreadsheet says we'll lose to Airbus. What happens next will kill 346 people. This isn't a story about bad people making evil choices. It's about smart people trapped in a single way of seeing. Most organizational disasters don't happen because leaders lack information. They happen because leaders see the world through one lens when they desperately need four. Organizations are far messier than we pretend. We like to imagine them as machines. Pull this lever, get that result. But spend a day shadowing any manager, and you'll witness something closer to controlled chaos. Rapid-fire decisions, constant interruptions, emotions running high, and uncertainty everywhere. The four-frame model, structural, human resource, political, and symbolic, offers a way to make sense of this complexity. Think of these frames as different pairs of glasses. The structural lens sees organizations as factories focused on efficiency and coordination. The human resource lens sees them as families where people's needs matter. The political lens reveals them as jungles where groups compete for power and resources. The symbolic lens shows them as temples bound by shared meaning and ritual. Here's what makes this revolutionary. Research consistently shows that leaders who use multiple frames dramatically outperform those stuck in single-frame thinking. In one study, 98% of managers found reframing helpful, with 90% believing it gave them competitive advantage. When the FBI and CIA failed to communicate before 9/11, it wasn't just a structural problem of disconnected departments, it was also about personal rivalries between founding directors, political competition for funding, and clashing organizational cultures. Single-frame thinking sees one problem. Multi-frame thinking reveals four interconnected challenges, each requiring different solutions. Structure is as essential to organizations as skeletons are to bodies. Unglamorous, but fundamental. Consider two contrasts. In an eight-oar racing shell, structural clarity reigns. Bow seats provide finesse, middle rowers deliver power, the stroke oar sets pace, and the coxswain steers. This precision helped America's first all-black rowing team overcome barriers through disciplined coordination. On September 11th, structural breakdowns between fire and police departments, different radio frequencies, separate command posts, no shared communication, magnified tragedy despite extraordinary heroism. The structural frame rests on six assumptions. Organizations exist to achieve goals, efficiency comes through specialization, coordination ensures diverse efforts mesh, rationality should prevail over personal preferences, structure must fit circumstances, and performance problems stem from structural flaws. Here's the paradox. People don't always prefer loose structures. UPS drivers follow computer-generated routes and precise instructions for everything from holding packages to exiting trucks. Yet drivers often love it. The technology removes guesswork and makes work easier. Every organization faces tensions. Differentiation versus integration, gap versus overlap, clarity versus creativity, autonomy versus interdependence. McDonald's thrives with centralized control. Harvard succeeds with decentralization. The key isn't finding the right structure, it's aligning structure with strategy, environment, technology, and people while recognizing every choice involves trade-offs. Apple reached $2 trillion exploiting offshore workers. Wegmans Markets maintains 90% employee satisfaction. Nucor Steel never had layoffs and empowers frontline workers. Which approach works better? The answer is more complicated than Silicon Valley admits. The human resource frame rests on four beliefs. Organizations exist to serve human needs. People and organizations need each other. Poor fit harms both, and good fit benefits everyone. Consider two pipe manufacturers. McWane had workers losing limbs and 100% annual turnover. American Cast Iron Pipe is consistently rated a top workplace with less than 0.5% turnover. The difference shows in quality, productivity, innovation, and profitability. Downsizing typically hurts more than helps. Studies show downsized firms are more likely to go bankrupt. Southwest Airlines maintained cost advantages through its highly productive workforce that competitors couldn't duplicate for decades. Costco pays employees 70% more than Sam's Club while charging customers less, yet generates twice the profit per worker through higher sales volumes and faster inventory turnover. When individuals find meaning in work, organizations benefit from their talent and energy. The word politics makes people uncomfortable. We prefer believing organizations run on merit and logic. But denying political reality doesn't eliminate it. It just ensures you'll lose the games everyone else is playing. The Boeing 737 MAX crashes reveal how political dynamics shape decisions. Despite engineers' warnings about the faulty MCAS system, business pressures to compete with Airbus led Boeing to downplay safety concerns. This mirrors the 1986 Challenger disaster, where engineers' warnings about O-ring failures were overruled by managers under launch pressure. In both cases, data-based arguments lacked political influence to overcome resistance. The political frame views organizations as arenas hosting ongoing contests between competing interests. Power flows from multiple sources: reputation built on expertise, alliances cultivated before they're needed, access to decision arenas, framing that controls how issues are viewed, and personal charisma. Conflict isn't problematic, it's inevitable. The key is management. When Israel and Egypt negotiated at Camp David, they initially deadlocked over borders. By looking beyond positions to underlying interests, Egypt wanted sovereignty, Israel wanted security, they found a solution giving Egypt the Sinai while demilitarizing large areas. This principled bargaining transforms zero-sum games into mutual gain. Effectiveness depends on managers' political skills, crafting agendas, mapping terrain, building networks, and negotiating with allies and adversaries. When Coca-Cola changed its 99-year-old recipe in 1985, consumers protested despite blind taste tests favoring the new formula. When the Catholic Church switched from Latin to English liturgy, parishioners rebelled despite greater accessibility. Both examples reveal how symbols become embedded in myths that are truer than true. Logic alone doesn't move people, meaning does. The symbolic frame examines how myths, rituals, and stories help humans make sense of chaotic worlds. Organizations reveal culture through distinctive symbols, from Geico's gecko to Harvard's academic rituals. These include myths that function as collective dreams, vision and values providing purpose, heroes whose deeds become icons, stories reconciling contradictions, and rituals offering direction. Southwest Airlines' founding myth, Herb Kelleher and Roland King sketching their business plan on a cocktail napkin, then fighting legal challenges for years, gets retold to every new employee, explaining why Southwest still acts like the scrappy underdog fighting for customers. Stories convey meaning more vividly than formal rules. Costco's Jim Sinegal used the salmon fillet narrative, showing how they improved quality while dropping prices from $5.99 to $4.79 per pound to reinforce the company's commitment to value better than any policy manual. Ritual provides structure through symbolic acts that allude to more than they say and have many meanings at once. When Boeing rolled out the 787 Dreamliner to 15,000 people, they weren't just unveiling an airplane. They were performing a ceremony celebrating achievement and renewing commitment to excellence. Culture is both product and process, accumulated wisdom continuously renewed as newcomers learn and eventually teach others. BMW's distinctive culture emerged from near bankruptcy in 1959, a near-death experience that transformed the company into an organization valuing openness and innovation. Organizations with soul possess bedrock values sustaining ethical behavior. Medtronic exemplifies this through ceremonies where new employees receive medallions depicting patients walking into full lives. When CEO Bill George discovered a European executive maintaining a secret Swiss bank account for payments to doctors, he immediately demanded resignation, despite cultural arguments about European business practices. Under George's ethical leadership, Medtronic's share price increased 36% annually while maintaining its moral compass. Each frame offers distinct ethical perspectives. The structural frame demands excellence in outcomes. The human resource frame sees caring as the ethical foundation. Southwest Airlines has embraced love explicitly since 1971, with Herb Kelleher believing companies are stronger when bound by love rather than fear. The political frame makes justice essential. Fairness in deciding who gets what becomes the glue holding stakeholders together. The symbolic frame sees organizations as temples expressing human aspirations, bound by shared traditions and spiritual covenant. Research consistently shows leaders using multiple frames dramatically outperform those stuck in single-frame thinking. The most successful leaders balance all four frames, building structures that work, caring for people genuinely, navigating politics skillfully, and creating meaning that inspires.